The question is, what is driving this church plant? What's behind it? What's the need for it? Why are you bothering to do this? Why are you and why are others pouring so much time and energy into this church plant? Who are you trying to reach and how are you going to reach them?
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Church Planting Australia. My name is Madeline Galea, and I'm the Recruit and Assessments Manager here at Geneva Push, which is the planting arm of Reach Australia. And here with me is Derek Hanna.
Hi, I'm Derek Hanna. I'm the Director of Planting for Reach Australia.
Great. In the last part of this series, we've been grappling with what it looks like to build the plumbing, the structures, the systems and processes around your poetry, which is the vision and values. And while you might have been working on this by yourself, if you're actually moving towards a church plant, it's time to start thinking about how you might invite people to partner with you.
So when Paul talks about, writes to the Philippians, his church in Philippi, the word he uses is partner. That's how he describes it. Philippians 1:5, the word koinonia, partnership, working together, people with a common cause for the gospel and the world. His prayer was, Philippians 1:9 and 10, he said that their love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment so that you may approve what's excellent and be pure, blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. For Paul, partnership was a spiritual reality that was anchored in the life and death and reality of the Lord Jesus. And it manifested itself in this on-the-ground partnership between the church in Philippi and Paul himself. You keep reading Philippians 4:14, and onwards you see that church in Philippi provided for Paul the Apostle's needs. They were the vehicle by which God resourced the church, and Paul in particular here, for the work of the gospel in the Roman Empire.
Yeah. And so we're talking about gospel partnership. That's what you're calling people to. That's what you're entering into with others. You're not calling them to your vision, but to God's.
And that's going to be something we keep coming back to again and again in this section. You're calling people to God's vision there. You're calling people to partner with you in so much as you are pursuing the mission of growing disciples in ever-increasing numbers as you work towards launching this church plant. So as we talk about partners, that is a central conviction we're going to keep returning to. Partnership is based on our unity in Christ and centered on a common cause, that is the gospel. It is manifested then in a specific context, that is the church that you're seeking to launch. Yeah. If you're thinking about church planning, one of the tools we've developed is a church planner assessment tool. You can see it at genevapush.com/CPAT. It's a tool that helps you think through the foundational characteristics of any Christian leader, as well as the specific competencies and characteristics for church planners. You can do it online and we'll catch up with you afterwards to debrief you on the report. It's a great tool to help you think through where you are and what it would look like to move towards church planting. genevapush.com/CPAT.
So as we talk about partnerships, we're going to talk about it in three ways. That's prayer partners, financial partners, and planting partners. But as a very practical way to start this section, and as the culmination of the work that you've started before this and you continue to do, we're going to encourage you to build what we call a prospectus. So unlike your strategic planting plan, a church planting prospectus is more public. It's a widely distributed document used to give people a really high level view of your church plant. And using what you've been building up until this point about the vision and the values of your church, the prospectus aims really to do three things, and which we'll talk through now. So the first is to help people capture the gospel vision.
That's right. So again, it really is just capturing everything you've done to this point. All the work you've done. The question is, what is driving this church plant? What's behind it? What's the need for it? Why are you bothering to do this? Why are you and why are others pouring so much time and energy into this church plant? Who are you trying to reach and how are you going to reach them? They're the key questions you want the prospectus to capture.
Yep. And the second is to introduce yourself.
Yeah, now lots of people are going to know you already, hopefully, but there's going to be a whole bunch of people who may know about you but not know you personally. And when I say you, look, if you're married, you're a couple, you're a unit together in this. But it really is helping people know what it is that is driving you as a couple to give up your life in sacrificial service to pursue this. So alongside talking about the plan, who you're trying to reach and how you're going to reach them, it's really helpful to have a section on you and who you are, as well as who is sending you. You're sending church within that, as well as possibly some endorsement from a senior leader or a minister who's sending you out from there. This, the goal of this is to raise people's confidence that you, this is not a rogue operation. They want to know who you are and that you are part of a body within that. So that's the point of helping people understand a little bit more about you in that.
Yeah. So the first is to capture your gospel vision, and the second to introduce you and your wife. And finally, the third one is to invite them to partner with you.
Yeah. So the key in this is partnership. We started, that's where we started. And the prospectus, while it might feel like a really pragmatic thing, it's a very practical tool to that end. You do it at the start in order to build partnership. There is no point inspiring people with a vision if they don't know how to take the next step. And so the prospectus helps people know at that point what is the next step they could take in partnering with you, whether that is through prayer, whether that is through supporting you financially, or whether that is through joining you on the launch team. Now, we're going to explore those in more detail, but the big picture is this: for the prospectus and for building partners at any stage, help them know what the next step is. That's the goal.
Okay, so the three aims of the prospectus are to help people capture your gospel vision, to introduce yourself to them, and to invite them to partner with you. So we'll include a number of links to different prospectuses in the show notes, but at the heart of this very practical tool is partnership, gospel partnership. And from here, we're going to unpack what it looks like to build prayer, financial, and planting partners. Okay, so they're the three key aims of the prospectus: to help people capture the vision, to introduce yourself, and to invite them to partner with you. We'll include a number of different prospectuses in the link in the show notes. And just a reminder, you can get this podcast as an audio, as a video on YouTube, or an ebook through the website. But at the heart of this very practical tool is partnership, is gospel partnership. From here, we're going to unpack what it looks like to build prayer, financial, and planting partners.
Now look, what do you think about that? What do you think about that?
That was good. Energy. Yep. It could be the new Batman, Derek.